I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A law that would effectively ban most abortions in Georgia is set to take effect on January 1st, but lawyers with the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights asked a judge in a court filing this morning to stop the law from taking effect pending the outcome of the legal fight. The so-called heartbeat law is among the nation's most restrictive abortion bans, effectively prohibiting the procedure at around 6 weeks of pregnancy before many women know they're pregnant. The Sheraton Atlanta, which was shut down last week after an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease, will remain closed until mid-August. According to the Georgia Department of Health, 9 people have tested positive for the disease, which causes serious lung infections. It's caused by the Legionella bacteria, which is found naturally in freshwater environments. A new report finds that Atlanta is the country's 4th fastest growing market for tech jobs, with almost 32,000 added in the past 5 years. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, only San Francisco, New York, and Toronto saw greater increases over that period. Atlanta ranks number 9 overall on the CBRE Tech Talent Scorecard. It's part of a national annual survey that evaluates the top 50 U.S. and Canadian markets based on their ability to attract and grow tech talent. Georgia has been given the green light by the Federal Department of Education to experiment with leaving high-stakes year-end testing behind. More from GPB's Grant Blankenship.
Currently, Georgia relies on the end-of-the-year milestones test to find out what students know. That data is also shared at the federal level. But now Georgia and 3 other states have permission to find other federally compliant ways to assess students. Allison Timberlake is Georgia's deputy superintendent for assessment. She says Georgia's 2 options will sprinkle benchmark tests throughout the year instead of relying on one big test at the end.
So that gives teachers more timely feedback on how students are doing throughout the year, but then would ultimately roll into a single summative score at the end of the year.
Until one of them wins federal approval at the end of 5 years, both Georgia experiments must run alongside the year-end Georgia Milestones test. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And in sports, tennis legend Venus Williams made a surprise appearance in Atlanta yesterday, training with students at the South Fulton Tennis Center summer camp. The tennis star played an exhibition match Sunday at the BB&T Atlanta Open. And the Atlanta Braves are in action tonight at SunTrust Park for a game against the Kansas City Royals. First pitch at 7:20. The Braves hold first place in the NL East with a 6.5-game lead over the Washington Nationals and a 7.5-game lead over the third-place Philadelphia Phillies. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.